And the man of God said unto the king, If thou will give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of Jehovah, saying, Thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water, neither return by the way that thou camest. 1 Kings 13:8. What would you have said to the king if Jehovah had commanded such of you? The word of God is relatively simple. That's not to say the Bible is without substance or can be understood from a superficial standpoint. However, there are scriptures that contain great substance, yet simple to understand. And in the case of the text before us, the answer to the king's question was simple. So was it charged me by the word of Jehovah. This principle is also stated in the writings handed down to the dispensation within which we live. The Apostle Paul charged Timothy, saying, I charge thee in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but, having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn aside unto fables. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 4. As is seen within the text of Paul's instruction to Timothy, the phrase, preach the word, relates to the description, sound doctrine, which, in essence, is what Paul had already instructed Timothy, saying, Hold the pattern of sound words, which thou hast heard from me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:13. Sound doctrine is healthful teaching. Sound words are healthful words. As Paul charged and warned Timothy concerning those who would turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside unto fables, he describes individuals who have heard the truth and rejected it. The term fables is defined as primarily signifies speech, conversation, a story, narrative, fable, fiction, the English myth. The word is used of Gnostic errors and of Jewish and profane fables and genealogies, fiction. The term fables is to be contrasted with truth. A story, a narrative purporting to set forth facts, a saying, that is, an account, story, in which actually there is a falsification of facts. W. E. Vines. You are encouraged to read Vine's full depiction of the term for yourself so you can get a fuller understanding to the definition. These falsification of facts are not, as is true with any error, purported to be error. They are purported to be facts. Now, back to our original text in 1 Kings 13:8, saying, For so was it charged me by the word of Jehovah, saying, Thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water, neither return by the way that thou camest. Pretty simple. Twice had this young man uttered the charge given to him of Jehovah. Thus he understood the charge. Enter the old prophet. And he said unto him, I also am a prophet, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of Jehovah, saying, Bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house, and drank water. 1 Kings 13:18. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to join us in tomorrow's segment of Daily Bread, where we will consider the consequence of the young man's actions and associated lessons for us today.